দুই জন। পহ মিন্স প্রভু, এ শর্টকাট ইজ পহ, প্রভু লর্ড আর মাস্টার। সো দিস প্রভু টু প্রভুজ, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ অ্যাড্রেসড অ্যাজ মহাপ্রভু, মহাপুরুষ, অ্যান্ড আদার্স দে আর অ্যাড্রেসড অ্যাজ প্রভু। সো দিস টু প্রভুজ, নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, অ্যান্ড ভেরি মার্সিফুল, পরম করুণ। পরম করুণ মিন্স এক্সট্রিমলি মার্সিফুল, এক্সট্রিমলি মার্সিফুল, বিকজ কৃষ্ণ ইজ অলসো মার্সিফুল। বাট বিকজ হি ইজ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড ইন হিজ অরিজিনাল ফিচার, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ অলসো কৃষ্ণ, বাট হি ইজ অ্যাক্টিং অ্যাজ ডিভোট, হি ইজ নট অ্যাক্টিং অ্যাজ কৃষ্ণ, হি ইজ অ্যাক্টিং অ্যাজ ডিভোটি অফ কৃষ্ণ। নমো মহাবদানায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নামিনি, হি ইজ কৃষ্ণ, বাট অ্যাট প্রেজেন্ট হি হ্যাজ অ্যাসিউম দি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য। সার্বভৌম ভট্টাচার্য অলসো অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েটেড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি মেড 100 ভার্সেস অবাউট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, বাট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু জাস্ট টু টিচ আস হি ডিস্ট্রয় দি শ্লোকাস, ইট ইজ টু মচ প্রেজিং মি। তো এনিওয়ে সাম অফ দি শ্লোকাস ইউ আর সেড, টু অফ দেম আর মেনশন ইন দি চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত। সো ওয়ান অফ দি শ্লোক ভার্স ইজ বৈরাগ্য বিদ্যা নিজ ভক্তি যোগম শিক্ষার্থম এক পুরুষ পুরাণ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য শরীরধারী কৃপাং বুধির্য স্তমহং প্রপদ্যে। সার্ব ভট্টাচার্য ইজ অফারিং হিজ অফিসিয়েন্সেস টু লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, স্পিকিং লাইক দিস দ্যাট ইউ আর দি সেম অরিজিনাল পার্সন কৃষ্ণ, বাট ই হ্যাভ নাও অ্যাসিউম দি ফর্ম অফ কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য জাস্ট টু টিচ বৈরাগ্য বিদ্যা নিজ ভক্তি যোগ। ইউ হ্যাভ কাম টু টিচ দি মাস অফ পিপল দি আর্ট অফ বিকামিং ডিট্যাচড টু দিস মেটিরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, বৈরাগ্য বিদ্যা। বৈরাগ, রাগ মিন্স অ্যাটাচমেন্ট অ্যান্ড বিরাগ মিন্স ডিট্যাচমেন্ট। সো উই ফলেন সোলস, কন্ডিশন সোলস, উই আর ভেরি মাচ অ্যাটাচ টু দিস মেটিরিয়াল বডি অ্যান্ড কনসিকুয়েন্টলি মেটিরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, দিস ইজ দি ডিজিজ, দিস ইজ কল্ড ভবরোগ or material disease. To become attached to this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am white, I am black, I identify with this body because we are very much attached to this body. But if we study very deeply why I am attached to this body, suppose if there is a danger immediately, warning, this roof is going to fall down. We shall immediately take care of our own body, not of our God brothers. Because we are very much attached to this body. This is the first business, how to save this body. The next question is, why you are so much anxious to save this body? What will be the answer? Can anyone say? Why one is so much attached with this body? The answer is that because the real I, am within this body. Therefore, I am anxious to save this. Then why you are anxious to save the soul, individual soul? The answer will be, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, ultimately, we want to love Krishna, but because we are in a forgetful platform, that someone is trying to save his body, someone is trying to save his bodily relationship. Therefore, in so many ways, you are implicated with this material atmosphere. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to become detached to this material. That is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya means Vairagya Vidya. Vidya does not mean to become more and more attached to this material world. That is not, that is avidya, illusion. Because I will not be able to save this body. This body will change or will be annihilated. But still, I am very much anxious for this body. This is called illusion or ignorance or avidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us Vairagya Vidya, how to become detached. He personally showed by his life example that he was a very learned scholar at Navadvip. His name was Nimai Pandit, and he was very influential also. He was so influential that simply by his calling, 100,000 people joined him to show a civil disobedience movement, disobeying the order of the magistrate that you cannot perform kirtan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized immediately about 1 lakh of people and went to perform at the house of the magistrate. The civil disobedience movement, perhaps you know that it was inaugurated by Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, in India, against the British government. But long before, 500 years before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started the civil disobedience movement against the order of Taji. So he was so popular. My point is that not only he was a very learned scholar, he was a young man, 20, 22 years, but he was so popular that he could call 100,000 people at once to start this civil disobedience. His social position. He was beautiful, Gaur Sundar. His another name is Gaur Sundar. Very beautiful body. And a very learned scholar, Nimai Pandit, nobody could defeat him. And very influential. and born of a very high-grade Brahman family. His father, his grandfather was very, very learned scholars. So in every way, he was very well situated, although the Brahmanas are not very rich. They do not care for money. They are interested in knowledge, Brahmagyan. And if one knows Brahma, then he is Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. Brahmana means one who knows the Absolute Truth. That is Brahmagyan. The human life is meant for that purpose. Athātu brahma jigyāsā. Everyone should be interested to inquire about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. At least a class of man must be there in the society. That is the brain. Brain of the society. Brahma. Just like you have got the brain in your body. If the brain is absent, if the brain is gone mad, then your whole body is useless. That is the position at the present moment. There is no brain in the society. All Sudras, no Brahmana, because nobody is interested with the Absolute Truth. Everyone is interested how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. That is going on, nation-wise, worldwide. Therefore, our Krishna Consciousness Movement is interested to make a section of the people Brahmana. Brain, they can guide. It is not that everyone requires, neither it is possible. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot become Brahmana. Brahmana means the most intellectual class of the society. That is Brahmana. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhavaya. These are the Brahmana's qualifications. He must be truthful, so much so truthful, that even to his enemy, he will not keep any secret. That is called truthfulness. And sama means controlling the senses, dhamma. Sama means controlling the mind. Mind is our enemy, mind is our friend. See, if we can control the mind can act as very good friend. And if we do not control the mind, then he acts as enemy. Therefore, the yoga system means controlling the mind, controlling the senses, so they can act as my friend. Otherwise, they will act as my enemies. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha. So, there is necessity of a class of man who will act as the brain of the society. That is called Brahman. That is real human society, where there are four classes of man. One acting as brain, one acting as arms or armies or protection, one acting as belly or the food digesting machine. Unless you eat and digest food, how your body will be maintained? So everything is very scientifically designed in the Vedic civilization. So, in the Kali Yuga, there is scarcity of Brahman. Brahman is Vairagya. A Brahman is not interested with palm ceiling fans. Get money and enjoy. That is not Brahman's business. What is enjoyment? That is illusion. You cannot enjoy. Because you are conditioned by the stringent laws of nature. Then where is enjoyment? There is no enjoyment. But they are thinking I am enjoying. This is called illusion, maya. There cannot be an enjoyment. When you are not free, when you are conditioned under the stringent laws of, you do not like to die, you are forced to die. You must die. You cannot say, no, I will not die. No, that is not possible. So where is your freedom? But we are declaring now we are independent. This is all illusion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to save us from all these illusions. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya means living, not dead. If we have no spiritual consciousness, if we have not Krishna's consciousness, then you are dead. What is this body? This body is dead. Alive or dead, so-called dead. It is already dead because it is matter. But because there is spirit soul, it is moving. The same example, the motor car. What is this? A lump of matter. Some iron, some other metals, or some rubber, some combination. So long the driver is there, it is moving. It is important. So long it is moving. And as soon as the movement stops, you throw it out. That is very good experience in your country. So many useless motor cars are hit together. So similarly, the Brahmana means one must know that who is the driver of this body, Brahmagyan. So at the present moment, nobody knows who is driving this body. So therefore all Shudras, fourth class men. There is no first class man. But in the human society, there must be four classes of men. First class, second class, third class, fourth class also required for assisting the higher third class. Everything is very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita was taught by Krishna himself, but people could not follow him, misunderstood him. Therefore, Krishna again came as Krishna Chaitanya to teach personally the philosophy of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not teach anything else than what was taught by Krishna. Therefore, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikhartham Purana Purusha, that Supreme Personality of God. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikhartham Eka Purana Purusha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sariradha. Now we have assumed the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that you are Krishna. That is also Rupa Goswami said. We have to follow the Mahajan, great personality, authorities. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We cannot manufacture a way of life. We have to follow the footprints of Mahajan, great personalities. That is the way. Here, at the present moment, everyone is speculating. What is the use of speculation? You are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. Whatever you establish, because you are established by imperfect senses, they are all imperfect. Though they are suffering, there is no solution. The speculative method will not help us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is, it is not he has manufactured something, he is also following. He quoted one verse from the prayers of Lord Brahma. Jnane prayasam mudupasanamantaiva sanamukhritana bhavadiyo vartam sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvan manovi je prayasa jita jitapasi stai sthilakyam. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam in Brahma's prayer to Krishna. The purpose is that you should give up this bad habit of speculation. Jnane prayasam. Prayasam means endeavor. I shall get this knowledge by speculating. This is called jnana prayasam. Endeavoring uselessly for knowledge. So udapas, give it up. Jnane prayasam udapasa namantaya, just become submissive. Don't think yourself that you are very learned. Because your senses are imperfect, how can we learn it? Whatever you see, that is imperfect. That's why we see every day the sun, these eyes. And what you see, it is just like a disc. Is it a disc? It is 1400 times bigger than the sun. So what is the value of your seeing? You cannot see what is behind the wall. Still you are proud of seeing. Can you show me? Can you show me God? And what power you have got to see? That he does not consider. He thinks I have got seeing power. Similarly, you study every sense. They are all imperfect, blunt. So any knowledge you acquire by gymnastic of the senses, useless. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is the Bhagavad teaching, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same. So we have to give up this nonsense habit that I can attain to the perfect knowledge by speculation. Monodharma. Speculation and monodharma, mental gymnastics. This will not help us. So, jnane prayasam mudupasa namantaya, just become submissive. And where to submit? You must submit to a perfect person. Otherwise, why should you submit? Tadvijnanatham sa guru meva vigacche samitpani surutriyam brahmanistam. Bhagavan Krishna also says, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Tattadarshi, one who has seen the things as it is, go there and from him take the knowledge. Not that one who is speculating. This is the process, Vedic process. That what is called Shruti. Shruti Sravanam. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Sravanam means hearing. Kirtanam means glorifying. Of whom? About Vishnu. Not for anything else. Sravanam. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this process. When he was talking with Sri Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai suggested various methods of self-realization. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject them. He said, yes, it is also nice, but you go further above, go forward still. So in this way, when Ramananda Rai quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnana Prayasam Mudabhasa, he said, the beginning had Iho Bhajjo Ageka. This process is not very important, it is external. If you know better than this, so in this way, after many rejections, when Ramananda Kayam came to this verse, Jnana Prayasam Mudabhasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say that it is useless. Yaha, yes, it is nice. Yaha, it can be accepted. That is the beginning. That don't try to speculate. Just become humble and meek and hear from the realized soul. Namman. Jnani Priyasa Mudapasa Namantaya. Just become submissive. Do not think that you know by everything. That is your illusion, maya. Because you cannot know everything. You may know something. That is not possible that you know everything. So to know everything perfectly, you cannot do it simply by speculating or handling your senses, imperfect senses. Sarmakaritanga bhavadiyava. You hear from the realized soul. So Krishna, hear from Krishna. That is, he is perfect. And sthane sthita, to hear about Krishna, you do not require to change your position. Sthane sthita. You are a medical man, that's all right. Remain medical man. You are a scientist, that's all right. You are a lawyer, that's all right. You are a fool, that's all right. Because everyone is fool, but they are divided by mental concoction that here is a fool, here is a learner. Because the learner is also a fool. But by mental concoction, he is recognized as intelligent. Same mental concoction. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Chaitanya Chaitamrita said that in the material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental speculation. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Ehi bhalo, ehi mandha, sava monadharma. That division, this is good, this is bad, it is mental speculation, it has no value. It has no value. So this mental speculation will not help us. And therefore, sthane-sthita. You remain in your position, it doesn't matter good or bad. The mental speculator's body, that this is good, this is bad, this is intelligent, this is fool, they are all mental speculation. That will not help. So you remain in your position, either in good or bad. It doesn't matter. But you do one thing. Sthane-sthita sudhigatana tanuvamanohi. You use your ear. That ear is bestowed upon everyone, either fool or learned. So use that ear. Sthane sthita sudhigatan tanubhangamanohi, and hear attentively and mold your life as you hear from the realized soul. Sthane sthita sudhigatan tanubhangamanohi. One who remains like this, although he is imperfect fool, whatever he may be, He can conquer the Ajito. Ajito means God. Nobody can conquer him. But a devotee who sincerely hears about him from the realized soul, he can conquer even Ajito, Krishna. Just like gopis. The gopis were women, not very high class women, cowherds men, in the village, not in town, very educated, high society, Brahman, Kshatriya, no. They all belong to Vaishya class. And they are women, not Vedantis, not scholar, but they conquered Krishna. Why? That is this. They heard about Krishna and they become lover of Krishna. That is the path. That is the real qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so strict about womanly association. Still, he recommended Ramma Kachid Upasana Bhajabadhu Varga Vija Kulvida. There is no better type of worshipping Krishna than the system which Brajabadhu, the gopis, adopted to love Krishna. That is the first class. That is the recommendation of Vedic Shastra. Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokhaji. First class religion. Religion means to understand God. That is the sum and substance. The process may be different according to country, man. Just like we worship the deity in the temple, this is also bhakti. And the Christians go to the church and offer prayer to God. That is also bhakti. That is also bhakti. Nine items of bhakti. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasam. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam. Bandhanam is offering prayer. So, they go to the church or go to the mosque, they offer prayers to the Supreme. That is also bhakti. So, there is no question of what type of religion you are following. That doesn't matter. You follow anything, whatever suits you. But the result should be judged. What should be the result? The result is how to love God. That should be the result. If you have come to that platform, how to love God, mad after God, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jugaitam nimishena chakshusa pravishaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenami. Govinda virahenami, being separated from Govinda, God, my life is better. This is it. It doesn't matter whether you follow Christianity or Hinduism or Muslimism. Whether you are feeling vacancy, everything vacant without Krishna, without God. That is the test. Juga itam nimishena. Every moment, because one is feeling separation from the Lord, he is feeling also, when I shall see him. So, this anxiety, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Juga itam nimishena. A moment is seeming to me a millennium, hundreds of millions of years separation. That is love. If you love somebody, and if you, of course, in the material world, this love is not possible. There is no love in the material world, it is all lust. So love means loving God. That is love. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this, Jugaitam Nimishena, Chakshusa Pravishaitam. I am feeling one moment as a millennium. being separated from Krishna. And the torrents of tears are coming, just like torrents of rain. And sunna itam jagat sarvam. And the whole world is seeming to me bhagat, Govinda virahinami, being separated from Govinda. This is that. So, it doesn't matter what religious system you are following, but the result should be this, that you should be mad after God. That is the test. Sabhi pungsang parola. That is first class really. Jato bhakti radhukkavi. To love. Bhakti means love, service, and then service. Adhokhaji. Adhokhaji means beyond the speculation of mind. Mental exercise, bodily exercise. Adhokhaji. Adhokhrita akhaja jnana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. And he took sannyas for the benefit of the whole world. He took sannyas. He gave up his very opulent position at Navadvip, as I have told you. Very learned scholar, very beautiful body, very beautiful wife, very affectionate mother, good popularity. There was no scarcity. And he is God himself, why there is any scarcity? There is no question. But in spite of, he took sannyas for the benefit of the whole world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in Atlanta. So, you worship this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parama Karuna Pahudrijana, they are very, very merciful. A little service will enhance your devotional service to a large extent. Thank you very much.